Carol Bogart from Human Rights Watch is at the BRICS summit in Durban. The BRICS countries are among the staunchest allies of the Syrian government. So, Carol, what are you hoping to get out of the summit?
Well, I would say that Russia and China are the staunchest allies of the Syrian government, particularly Russia in the lead. I think one thing that we'd like to see is Brazil, for example, or South Africa or India, exerting a little bit more of their views as democratic countries of how Syria should be handled. So far, we haven't had a statement from the BRICS on foreign policy. We're still awaiting a kind of official communique. And we've had really only one somewhat official statement from Putin as he was exiting a press conference where no questions were actually asked by the media. He did respond to one question about, would you support a humanitarian intervention that allowed aid to go, a resolution allowing aid to go across Syria's borders directly rather than through Damascus, as UN agencies are currently forced to do? And Putin answered that, you know, we'll think about it. So that's not much of a statement of position. But so far, of course, the Russian position on allowing aid to go across Syria's borders directly to the millions of people who need it in Syria has been negative. Russia has blocked such action at the Security Council, and China along with them. So we would love to see Brazil, South Africa, and India playing a bit more of an independent foreign policy role, or perhaps moderating their Chinese and Russian colleagues' positions on Syria, which have so far been quite disappointing.
And apart from that snatch comment from Putin, is there any other indication that the BRICS countries are going to do anything to allow humanitarian access to the worst-hit areas in Syria?
Well, one of the foreign ministers told me privately that the communique would be tougher than last year. Last year, they expressed deep concern and called for an end to the violence without specifying the responsibilities of the Syrian government or of the opposition for some of that violence. So there was an unofficial suggestion to me that the statement this year would be stronger, but as I say, we haven't seen it yet, so it's a bit early to say.
What's the best that you can hope for in terms of a tougher statement?
Well, look, the BRICS is an institution of countries where, I mean, this is a summit with no civil society participation, where journalists are not allowed to ask questions at press conferences. They just sit and have statements for them. If a world in which the BRICS play a larger role than before is a world in which information is this fettered and civil society is this hobbled, then I think we have a problem. So this is not really a grouping of countries that is disposed, I would say, to hearing calls from civil society. I would say that the Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff did mention that BRICS collaboration should now extend to civil society and to our people, so she put it. Maybe that was a subtle challenge to Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. But at the moment, civil society calls on BRICS to do more on Syria have gone pretty much unheeded.
I don't know if you noticed that Bashar al-Assad himself has appealed to the BRICS nations to step in and help tackle the violence in his country. Did that plea get any play at the summit?
I didn't hear it discussed, but I think in a way it opened the floodgates for others to talk about Syria. It was, in other words, not only civil society trying to put Syria on the agenda of the BRICS summit, it was the Syrian government itself. And of course, Jacob Zuma has invited quite a few African leaders here. Morsi of Egypt is here. There are a lot of people who now want in to the BRICS club and want their issues put on the BRICS agenda. So the fact that the Syrian government is among them is perhaps not surprising.
Okay, Carol, thanks very much.